Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tip. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi. My name is Keith Mackey. I just noticed for the first time you were charging my credit card $5.95 every month. I haven't found out how many times you've done it, but why are you charging me $5.95?
All right. In order for me to better assist you, sir, I would need to get your zip code so I can pull up the account to see what item is being charged. So could I get your zip code?
Sure. It's 19320.
All right. Thank you for that. Give me one moment.
Sure. Take your time.
And your first name again?
Keith, K-E-I-T-H.
And just for security purposes, could you verify your address?
It is 102 Columbia Drive, Coatesville, Pennsylvania, 19320.
All right, thank you for that. Well, I'll take a look at what's going on.
Sure. I'm just looking through the account, and April and May are the only two I see. Excuse me, May and June, not April and May. Well, it might be for April because it was at the beginning of June. June 4, June 5. That was it. May 4th and May 5th are the two dates that you charged me. $5.95 each time. And the note on the transaction is date, D-A-T-E. Excuse my chewing.
Yes, sir. Do you remember placing order for our smartwatch and mini pods or earbuds in May? Okay, well, you've already called in and got it canceled, and you've already been refunded for it.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? That's interesting. I didn't notice that, but the $5.95 was not refunded. It was taken again. It was subtract.
No, sir. It was all of it was refunded.
It was refunded.
Mm-hmm. All of it was refunded in May when you originally called.
As long as you've been. Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
No problem. It's all right, Mr. Mackey. Have a good day.
And you as well. Bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.